And here's your prescription.
I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
Drop us an email at tnt@tntradioempire.com. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Jason Rieger with us. You got a gig this week, Jason? You want to plug or anything?
No, not till New Year's.
New Year's. Oh, you're taking December off, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Nick's out this weekend. Where are you at, Nick?
Yeah, I'll be at Casey's Tavern in Bridgewater, Iowa.
That's for the Nut Festival,
Wichita's
right?
Mike Baldwin.
Okay. Got it. Okay. And he's with you? Okay.
Yeah.
And you'll be in Wichita coming up too, right?
Yeah. Saturday, December 16th, Gary Curtis and I are doing that Blaze on Mike show at Barleycorn's. We're doing a late show the Friday before that, December 15th, at the Funny Bone in Omaha.
And we had Alex Moffat on earlier. Alex is the Funny Bone this weekend. That was a fun conversation. Check it out on the podcast. You can download the podcast from TNTRadioEmpire.com or all the podcast platforms. Henry Kissinger died. Almost 800 people had him. We have a new leader.
Yes.
And by the way, a new leader this late, too. So,
well, remember, what was it, 2 years ago where we had a leader change on December 29th, 30th, and 31st?
Was that Betty White?
Well, I think that was the year that Betty died, yeah.
She died on New Year's Eve day.
Yeah, I think she was the one that changed
that day,
it for good.
Right. And the new leader is?
The new leader is Cleet Torres.
Say it quickly.
Yeah, Tyler just figured it out this morning.
I love saying it.
He asked Torres, not to disclose his location.
Exactly.
Torres?
Okay. Cleet Torres.
Yeah.
Most people can't find him anyway. Eight hits on the list of the little man in the boat.
I like his other list. One is Bean and the other is Bean Town.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought Bean might be a list because I was going to ask him earlier because this one's the man in the boat list, right?
Sometimes the list names are equally as entertaining
I know,
as
we don't,
the name.
It's tough to read all those. We don't really confuse people. But
that would be the whole show.
The leaderboard ones, we can list the names out. Sure.
Yeah. But I mean, like I say, like with Cowher's Free Time, his lists are Poor Kay, It's a Short Wife, and Death Becomes Her.
Well, somebody was writing down Rosalind Carter. They were writing down, Jimmy's still alive, but Rosalind Carter, and then they were writing down, because you could sign up right now for the Deadpool, Henry Kissinger, the Pogues guy. He's been out there
Shane
a lot
Shane McGowan,
now.
That was
he
the
just
one.
Died, right?
That was the one that took Cleet Torres over the
right.
top.
And so, once again, you can go back and revamp your list if you already started, and also... up until New Year's Eve. And if you do have somebody that dies real late, like real late, and you have time to do it, your alternate will just slide in that pick.
Yeah, so make sure you fill out the alternate.
That
can be a big key there.
Do that. And Nick, you had wheeled Kissinger, right?
Yes.
All right.
It's weird that I'd wheeled him for this year, and then next year I just put him on one list. So I'm starting to get ready for next year.
You think he's going
to
make it to 101?
Why, well, I thought he'd never die.
Yeah,
I'm like,
true.
This bastard just keeps living. Not a good dude.
No,
he's drank enough
dude.
Blood of children.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, read some history and you'll realize why. Because I know I saw Facebook a little bit this morning saying, great man. I'm thinking, no, you don't know the history, man. Yep. The elite, the ruling class on both sides of the aisle. Love the guy.
Yeah.
The bourgeois.
But no, we all know he was a murderer.
I think it's dudes like that along the way that led us to where we are now.
I think so, too. But like I said, I'm picking on both sides here. The ruling class.
Yeah.
Of all, there's pictures of him with all kinds of, lefties and righties.
Everybody.
In politics.
He should have been a pariah.
Oh.
Yeah. Just going through the list here, I'm looking at 25 people had Shane McGowan from the Pogues.
Yeah.
And just a couple of the highlights. Most of these we've heard on and off before. But Jeffrey Dahmer's House of Ribs.
Yeah.
Na 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 Scat Man.
Nice. That's a good one.
No, don't want to run into that guy.
No.
And Palsy Stutter Insults.
I
don't know why that one makes me laugh. Maybe because my brain's
either.
Broke.
Yeah, that could have something to do with that.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a classic here, the Jane Kaczmarek incident.
Yeah, that's a classic. We haven't heard that in a while. Yeah.
Tyler's Boner Beacon.
That's well, me and Todd together, by the way, you know, they meet like a swords at night,
ching,
from across
ching.
Town, by the way.
It is very odd.
But yeah, I mean, that's three hits like today with Kissinger, Francis Sternhagen, and Shane McGowan. We are full on into Fogelberg season.
Yeah, I think it's going to get worse.
I think it is.
I don't know, man. Jimmy was at the funeral yesterday, and don't wish anything on that guy because he's a good dude, but he's probably done.
Well, at this point,
your wife kicks, you're done.
Doesn't it seem merciful?
He did not look good.
Doesn't it seem merciful for him to just have it end? Is that he can't have much quality of life at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. As long as he's not in pain, he's probably he's in a hospice, so that means he's just being. They're not going to crack open his chest and clean out an artery or anything like that, you know.
No.
So
no.
Yeah, so he's going to go.
Like he's a peanut?
Use that this week.
Yeah.
I'll write that down.
That's a Jimmy Carter joke.
Write it down. An old one, too, by the way. The peanut farmer.
It'll be that romantic story where he follows right soon after.
Well, yeah, I mean,
like he's a little late for, like, true romance.
True.
Because some of those couples die, like, within hours of each other.
I know.
No, I think I.
Well, he's enjoying his free time, you know.
It would not surprise me if he goes into the light before New Year's Eve.
It's going to be hard. With his condition, it's going to be hard for him to hold up a fish in his Tinder profile picture.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, or put like a handkerchief around his dog's neck, you know. That old look there, holding the frisbee. I'm meeting this guy tonight. His name's Jimmy Carter.
You heard of him?
He says he was famous. I don't know.
Yeah. He looks kind of old, but I, you know, whatever, you know.
Who was his brother, Billy?
Billy was the drunk, from back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Carter. He's
joint smoker on the roof of the
concert.
White House?
He had concert. No, that was Ford's son smoked weed.
Oh.
Yeah. Carter was a drunk. His son, Billy Carter. Yeah, Billy was a drunk brother in the White House. Yeah, there was a lot of, at the time, it was pretty scandalous, but everybody thought, brother, you're not your brother's keeper, man, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be responsible for what your friends or brother or sisters do. Because we'd all be screwed, especially the friends part.
Yeah, especially friends.
The friends part.
Considering the friends that we keep.
Yeah.
And we did a story earlier about a guy that banged a
security guard taking bodies to the morgue at a
speaking of that, yeah.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Israel is 5,690 miles away from the U.S., 11 hours by plane. Hate travels faster in a comment, in a post, in a second. Jewish hate is up 388% in the U.S. Black hate, Muslim hate, and Asian hate are up too. When one hate rises, they all do. Let's stand up to all hate together. Share and wear the blue square from standuptojewishhate.org.
We did a story about a guy banging a dead corpse. That's redundant, right?
Yes.
In Phoenix.
79-year-old dead lady.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a dead lady? I didn't know if they mentioned
that.
If it was a female or not.
It was a lady.
Yeah,
it wasn't gay.
Said 79-year-old woman.
He's not gay.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
That was his line. I'm not gay.
Because nowhere in the Bible does it say necrophiliacs go to hell.
Fair enough. He's right.
I'm telling you, man, the guy who obviously transports dead bodies himself from Papillion, Nebraska, that was just a rubber doll he went back and banged.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Wrong with that.
Yeah. I think the only things he was charged with was just like breaking and entering, wasn't
right.
it?
Right. I don't think they ever swabbed that doll, did they?
Body.
No, they did. They swabbed the doll and found his DNA in the doll as
right.
well.
From the book of
and it wasn't in the freezers. Yeah.
How horny are these dudes?
I don't think it has anything to do with horny.
I think the guy that banged the doll,
that's a horny
situation.
They have to be like predisposed to want to do something like this.
Yeah, it's just deviant.
No, one is a dead body. One is just, he just went and banged a doll. You know?
He's still risking his job. It's totally
risking
different.
His job, right.
Yeah,
right.
But to risk your job just so you could, you know, hump a sex doll from a dead guy's apartment?
He was thinking about that all day.
Yeah.
You know what, though? It might be like when they say, like a priest, these guys are pedophiles before they get into the business.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
And so this guy wanted to bang dead bodies. Where do you find those?
That's a good point.
Maybe.
That's one of the theories on a lot of priests is that, they're pedophiles to begin with, and they can hide in the priesthood.
So you're theorizing that necrophiliacs would take a job like this dude that hauls bodies to the morgue.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. It holds.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Plenty of cold ones at happy hour.
And that's a tough... And that's
you want to go for a cold one?
Yeah.
I already did one. Thanks.
Well, that's a tough thing to
find... That's a good point, Jason, man.
On like a background check. You know, if you were signing up to be a security guard at the hospital, unless you've already been caught, they're not going to know that you're into that, so...
You're not writing it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a bad theory, Jason.
If you are let out...
Yeah, thank you.
Do you have to knock on doors and say, listen, I'm a sex offender. What's you? I like dead people. Well, we're all alive over here. You're supposed to be safe, man. Right.
I don't know.
Don't worry. It's not kids.
Yeah. And it's not alive people.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
As long as you're breathing, I'm not interested. Yeah.
How long ago did you bury that dog in the backyard?
I'm not a bestiality guy.
Yeah.
I'm not a weirdo.
I'm a straight necrophiliac.
I'm still banging a human.
I also think there's nothing in the Bible about bestiality going to hell.
In the book of Necrophilians.
Okay. Yeah.
Chapter 11:4.
You're the historian here, man.
Thank you.
I'll take your word for it.
It takes very little to be the historian around here. Don't thump your chest on that one.
Dead 79-year-old woman or sheep? We all agreed to sheep immediately. And then I added the caveat, the sheep's dead also. Sheep.
Still the sheep. Yeah. You agree, Jason?
I was going to say, you didn't get my vote.
Well, chime in here if you want to.
You want to think about it?
You want to break the unanimous vote.
How long is she on the slab?
She's 79 now.
This one was pretty fresh because he was just taking her to the morgue.
Yeah. Okay, what about this sheep?
The sheep is...
What's the sheep wearing?
All right, you decide.
I'll bang your sheep too, you guys.
Of course you will. We're not sick.
Get a free sweater out of the deal, you know?
We're not sick. Of course we'd bang the sheep. Yeah.
There's a good email in here we should get to after the break about a guy there's a lot of cheating going on.
I like that.
For him and for his dad, and there's a lot of things happening in this email.
For the sweater, would you bang the sheep first and then shear it? Or would you shear the sheep first and then bang it?
I like a bald sheep.
I kind of figured you're a bald sheep guy.
You look like that kind of guy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I like it shaved into a heart.
Where'd you get that ugly sweater? You don't want to know.
I like a bald sheep. That stick to the tape? Oh,
I think you were going to say that when you got up this morning, Jason?
I did not. That was not.
Come on back.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.